Blog Talk Radio.
You're my peace in the midst of confusion. You're my joy in the midst of my sorrow. Oh God, you're my anchor tonight. I can always turn to you again, 'cause you're my comfort in the living God.
Son of the living God.
You're the Son of the living God.
Son of the living God.
You died on the cross, yes you did.
Son of the living God.
And my Lord, he knows, he knows. knows my every day. And I find it just a little tall.
Just a little tall.
Oh, just a little tall.
Just a little tall.
Oh, with my Jesus. You know it makes it right. In this old world I get some doubts and fears, and I find my eyes, they be filled with tears. Oh, but my Jesus is a friend.
He's a friend.
He's a friend who watches day and night. And I know I go to him. I go to him and pray. And my Lord, he knows each and every one of mine.
Oh, my, my, my.
And I find it just a little tall.
Just a little tall.
Doesn't take a whole lot, just a little tall. A little tall with my Jesus. Oh. You know it makes it.
Would you rather just sing that one more time? I'm so glad that whenever I've got troubles or tribulations, just knowing that just having a little talk with Jesus can make everything all right. Pick it up with that second verse if you can.
Well, I may have doubts and fears, my eyes be filled with tears. Well, but Jesus is a friend.
Talk with Jesus,
a little
talk about our love.
you're gonna find a little talk with my Jesus. Makes it right.
House tonight. I gotta hear just one more time, Brian. Just a little talk with Jesus. Some of you right now, some of you, you're backed up against the wall. Satan has placed your back up against the wall. But knowing you could just get down on one knee and just having one little talk with Jesus will make it right. Come on, Brian.
Well, I once was lost in sin, but my Jesus took me in. Well, and then the little light from heaven my soul. Well, you know it raised my heart in love, and it wrote my name above. Well, when just a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Don't go too far.
Praise God.
Because whenever you're having a little problem or a situation, you can flick on secular radio, rock and roll, country, rap, and everything's talking about how bad everything is. But when you turn on Sunlight Broadcasting, oh, you're not hearing me. When you turn on Sunlight Broadcasting, you're not going to get how bad everything is. But all you're going to get is just having one little talk with Jesus. It's going to make your whole situation. Well, come on, one more time.
Well, you may have doubts and fear, and your eyes might be with fear. But with Jesus is a friend, and he's going to watch you day and night. I know, because I go to him in prayer.
Now little time.
have doubts and fears. You know, sometimes my eyes, they may fill with tears. Oh, but my Jesus is a friend. He's a friend who walks in the night. Well, you know I go to him and pray. And my Lord, he knows. He knows my every. Thank you.
should the shadows fall? And why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven, my home? When Jesus is my portion,
Jesus is my portion.
Oh, my comfort, friend, is He. For His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches over. I knew He watches me, and I sing because I'm happy, and I sing because.
I'm not. I'm praising my Savior. Oh, oh. Perfect submission. All is at rest. I in my
glad in it. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge your presence in our midst. We say good morning to you in the name of Jesus. We love you. We thank you for your presence, for in your presence there is fullness of hallelujah. We love you, Holy Ghost. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you We praise you. We worship you. We glorify your holy name. Thank you for this is the day you have made. Thank you for your goodness and your grace. Thank you for your love, O God, your unconditional love. Thank you for salvation, O God. Oh, Father, we thank you. We bless your name. We thank you for carrying us through the day yesterday, the day before. We thank you. You are the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. Thank you for watching over us as we slept through the night. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for your Holy Spirit who is leading and guiding us into all truth. Thank you for our spouses. Thank you for our children and grandchildren. Thank you for our parents, O God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you. Thank you, Lord, for every intercessor in the name of Jesus, O God. Father, we bless you. We bless you. We thank you for our siblings, Father God. We thank you for our nieces, our nephews, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. Father, we thank you for this life that you have given us. Without this life, this breath that you have given us, O God, we will not be nothing dead as a Lord. So we thank you. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Every day is a gift from you. And we appreciate you and love you, Jesus. We thank you. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to take preeminence in this service. We surrender this service to you in the name of Jesus. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done in us as it is in heaven. In the mighty name of Jesus, touch the hearts of those that are listening, those that are even sleeping and slumbering, O God. Wake them up so that they can hear the word of God in the name of Jesus, what you're speaking to us this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, O God. Awaken the spirit to, O God, in the name of Jesus, O Father God. We pray, Father God, for the angels to go north, south, east, and west and gather your children to hear what you are speaking through the word this morning to us in the name of Jesus. Give us understanding in the mighty name of Jesus, O God. Father, we thank you and we bless you, O God. Oh, Father, we release the blessing from the womb, from your womb, oh God. Let it be released upon each and every one in the name of Jesus. Those that are sick, we pray for healing in the name of Jesus. Make us whole again. Turn, oh, Father God, make the crooked places straight, oh God. Oh, Father God, those that need financial blessings, oh God, open doors, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Those that are going through emotional problems, intervene, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, you know everyone individually. You know the amount of the strands of hair on their head. You know everything that concerns their lives. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, intervene, oh God, in their lives, oh God. Let thy kingdom come and let thy will be done. We thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We're going to go into the word of God this morning. I want to say good morning to you, those of you that's just joining us. We're going to talk about, I want you to turn your Bibles to Daniel chapter 6, 1 to 28. And this is a famous thing we always talk, we have done it over and over, Daniel and the lion's den. I'm going to ask Reverend Boye to read the scripture for us, Daniel chapter 6, 1 to 28.
Again, good morning, everyone. It's just so wonderful to have you all on this morning as we come to the Lord, giving our thanks and praises. Let us read the words of Daniel 6, 1 through 28. I'll be reading from the NIV version. It pleased Darius to appoint 120 satraps to rule throughout the kingdom with three administrators over them, one of whom was Daniel. The satraps were made accountable to them so that the king might not suffer loss. Now Daniel so distinguished himself among the administrators and the satraps by his exceptional qualities that the king planned to set over the whole kingdom. At this, the administrators and the satraps tried to find grounds for charges against Daniel in conduct of government affairs but they were unable to do so. They could find no corruption in him because he was trustworthy and neither corrupt nor negligent. Finally, these men said, "We will never find any basis for charges against this man, Daniel, unless it has something to do with the law of his God." So these administrators and satraps went as a group to the king and said, "May King Darius live forever." The royal administrators, prefects, satraps, advisors, and governors have all agreed that the king should issue an edict and enforce a decree that anyone who prays to any god or human during the next 30 days, except to you, your majesty, shall be thrown into the lion's den. Now, your majesty, issue the decree and put it into writing so that it cannot be altered, in accordance with the law of Medes and Persians, which cannot be repealed. So King Darius put the decree in writing. Now when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home to his upstairs room where the window opens towards Jerusalem. 3 days a week, he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before. Then these men went as a group and found Daniel praying and asking God for help. So they went to the king and spoke to him about his royal decree. "Did you not publish a decree that during the next 30 days, anyone who prays to any god or human being except you, your majesty, will be thrown into the lion's den?" The king answered, "The decree stands in accordance with the law of Medes and Persians, which cannot be repelled." Then they said to the king, "Daniel, who is one of the exiles from Judah, pays no attention to you, your majesty, or to the decree you put in writing. He still prays 3 times a day. When the king heard of this, he was greatly distressed. He was determined to rescue Daniel and made every effort until sundown to save him. Then the men went as a group to King Darius and said to him, "Remember, your majesty, that according to the law of Medes and Persians, no decree or edict that the king issues can be changed." So the king gave the order, and they brought Daniel and threw him into the lion's den. The king said to Daniel, "May your God, whom you serve continually, rescue you." Stone was brought and placed over the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet ring and with the rings of his nobles, so that Daniel's situation might not be changed. Then the king returned to his palace and spent the night without eating and without any entertainment being brought to him, and he could not sleep. At the first light of dawn, the king got up and hurried to the lion's den. When he came near the den, he called to Daniel in an anguished voice, "Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to rescue you from the lions?" Daniel answered, "May the king live forever. My God sent his angel, and he shut the mouths of the lion. They have not hurt me because I was found innocent in his sight." nor have I ever done any wrong before you, your majesty. The king was overjoyed and gave orders to lift Daniel out of the den. And when Daniel was lifted from the den, no wound was found on him because he had trusted in his God. At the king's command, the men who had falsely accused Daniel were brought in and thrown into the lion's den along with their wives and children. And before they reached the floor of the den, the lions overpowered them and crushed all their bones. Then King Darius wrote to all the nation and peoples of every language, all the earth, "May you prosper greatly. I issue a decree that in every part of my kingdom, people must fear and reverence the God of Daniel, for he is the living God and he endures forever. His kingdom will not be destroyed. His dominion will never end. He rescues and he saves. He performs signs and wonders in the heavens and on earth. He has rescued Daniel from the power of the lions." So Daniel prospered during the reign of Darius and the reign of Cyrus the Persian. So reads the words from Daniel 6, verses 1 through 28. Praises unto the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Reverend. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, as I bring this word this morning, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. All of you, Jesus, and none of me, O God. Let your word come forth in the power and anointing of your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, give us understanding. Give us revelation, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, let this word be manifested in our lives to bring glory and honor to your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. When we think of the book, when we look at the Daniel chapter 6, I will go back to Daniel chapter 1. Because Daniel chapter 1, when we read about Daniel, we know that Daniel was one of the children of Israel, Judah, that was brought into the Babylonian kingdom. And one of the things, the first thing you notice about Daniel, Daniel did not eat the king's food. He and his comrades, they refused to eat the king's food, and they asked the man to eat whoever was in charge of them, to eat their food, because the king's food was different from the food that they eat. That's why sometimes we hear about the Daniel fast. What I'm saying to you, first of all, Daniel is a man of integrity. Daniel is going to follow the laws of God. You see it in the beginning. And he was very young. They were very young when they were taken into captivity. And regardless of all the things that were going around, to be in another country and to be at the, even though he was chosen, he still stood up and said, and stood up. He could have been killed. Those days, you could not stand up to these people. They don't wait. They could cut your head off. But he stood up and he said, "I can't eat this. We can't eat this food." And there was favor. He had favor. When you are a man or woman of God and you do the things are right in the sight of God, you, when you're fearless, like we did the last time, a few weeks we've been doing Midwives Arise. Fearless, and the Bible said the midwives was fearless. They feared God. but it did not fear, they were not afraid of Pharaoh. So you see, Daniel feared God, but not man. Many of times in our lives, we compromise too much. We say we are children of the Lord, but we compromise. We compromise. And this is the time when you compromise as a son and daughter of Almighty God. Compromise with men and do not follow the law of God because you're afraid. There's a hole. You have an opening for Satan to destroy and attack you. Amen. In the name of Jesus, don't compromise because the God who sent you there will keep and protect you. So Daniel is a man of integrity. He's a man of courage. Hallelujah. He's a man of courage. He served under four kings. He served under Nebuchadnezzar, Belshazzar, Darius, and Cyrus. Daniel was given positions of authority in each kingdom. Each of those leaders gave him authority. That is favor. Why? Because he feared God. He walked upright with God. He feared God. And when you fear God, when you have the fear of God, let me tell you one of the things. When you have the fear of God, there is favor that comes with the fear of God. The fear of man doesn't come with favor, but the fear of God comes with divine supernatural favor. So what Daniel was given, positions of authority. If you look at Daniel 1:18-20, Daniel 5:29, Daniel 6:1, he worked under four kings. Daniel, when you look, Daniel was subject to scrutiny. You know, when he had that favor, so the others were jealous of him and they scrutinized him. So it's in Daniel 6, verse 4-5. It says, at this, the administrators and the servants tried to find grounds for charges against Daniel in his conduct of government affairs, but they were unable to do so. They could find no corruption in him because he was trustworthy and neither corrupt nor negligent. Finally, these men said, we'll never find any basis for charges against this man unless it has something to do with the law of God. Why didn't they like Daniel? They didn't like Daniel because Daniel was favored and he did his job well. When you're in the kingdom of God, you got to do your job well. Everybody pray for favor, but we just wanted to just come supernatural like that. No, you don't work for favor. Favor is given by grace, but you still have to do your part. Daniel was a man of prayer. Daniel prayed on a consistent basis. He prayed on a consistent basis, Daniel 6:10. Now when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home to his upstairs room where the windows were open toward Jerusalem. Three times a day, he got on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God just as he had done before. I don't care what kind of law that came, Daniel prayed to Almighty God. He did not follow the law of the king. He followed the law of God just like the midwives. In the book of Exodus, he followed the law of Almighty God. Daniel received visions from God. Daniel pleaded with his people in exile. Daniel 9:1-4. You know, he pleaded with his people in exile. The first year of Darius, son of Xerxes, as Mede by descent, who was made ruler over the Babylonian kingdom. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood from the scriptures, according to the word of the Lord, given to Jeremiah the prophet, that the desolation of Jerusalem would last 70 years. So I turned to the Lord God and pleaded with him in prayer and petition, in fasting, in sackcloth and ashes. Pray to the Lord my God and confess, Lord, the great and awesome God, who keep his covenant of love with those who love him and keep his commandments. You see, Daniel knew the time and the seasons. Hallelujah. God said that she wouldn't be in captivity for 70 years with Daniel, because when you read your Bible, Daniel went according to the word of God and he prayed, he brought God into remembrance. Daniel was a man of adversity. He went through different things. Daniel was a Jewish slave who challenged the king's decrees. He was a Jewish, slave. He was a slave who challenged the king's decrees. Daniel 1, 8 to 10. But Daniel resolved not to defile himself with the royal food and wine. And he asked the chief official for permission not to defile himself this way. Now God had called the official to show favor and compassion to Daniel. When you fear God, God will make people show favor and compassion to you. But the official told Daniel, I'm afraid of my lord, the king, who has assigned your food and drink. Why should he see you looking worse than the other young men at your age? Then Daniel would then have, then the king would have my head because of you. But you know, after that, Daniel did not defile himself. Daniel was looking better than even those who were eating at the king's table. Some of you in the kingdom of God, you're looking better than your age, mate, because you carry the glory of God upon your life. You're walking with God and you're talking with God and you have that presence of God with you all the time. Daniel was not going to compromise. Daniel confronted the king with difficult dreams. Daniel confronted the king with difficult dreams. Daniel 2, 24 to 29, 49. He confronted the king. And if you have time, you can read it. Then Daniel went to Arioch, whom the king had appointed to execute the wise men of Babylon, and said to him, do not execute the wise men of Babylon. Take me to the king, and I will interpret his dream for him. Arioch took Daniel to the king at once and said, I have found a man among the exiles from Judah who can tell the king what his dream means. The king asked Daniel, also called Belteshazzar, are you able to tell me what I saw in my dreams? Daniel replied, no man, no wise man, enchanted magicians, or diviner can explain to the king the mystery. And you know, Daniel was saying to him, only God can do it. Only God can do it. He confronted the king, because if Daniel had not stepped up, those people would have been executed. Daniel refused to bow to anyone but God. Daniel 6. 7 to 9, he refused to bow. He continued his constant prayer 3 times a day. What are the benefits of a strong, consistent prayer life? Let me give you some of the benefits. Prayer will impact your relationship with those outside of God. Prayer will drive you to a deeper relationship with God. Now let me go over it. What are the benefits of a strong, consistent prayer life? Yeah, benefits, because there are some prayers. If you're praying according to God's will, if you pray those prayers that say die, no, you got to pray according to the word of God and God's will, and you got to be walking in His ways, living a life that is pleasing to Him. If you are killing a human being praying, no, don't expect for your prayers to be answered. You know, many of you need to be very careful of some of these people that you hang around who pray these prayers to kill people. You have to be careful. You have to be careful who you ally in prayer. Oh, Apostle, I just listened. You listen. Once you listen on the prayer line, you listen on the radio, you listen, there's an opening. Amen. There's an opening right there. So we have to be very careful. And I will say this, because I went on a prayer, listening to a prayer. They were praying against COVID-19. And I decided to join them to pray against COVID-19. But the prayers that the pastor was praying was witchcraft prayers. It was evil. And I got off, because it was evil and witchcraft prayers. The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness. So you got to be careful. Because if you pray for somebody to die, and then, oh, Lord, let them die. The person took a body, they die, they go in the grave. The person took a body, die. If they're Christian, they go to, their soul go to God. If they're not Christian, it goes to hell. But what I'm telling you, what happens? I pray and they die. No. Their spirit that was influencing them, let me say to you, so those of you who like to join prayer lines and say, die, die, that spirit that is influencing them, because who forget, you wrestle not against flesh and blood. You wrestle against principalities, powers, and rulers of darkness. Those are spirits that influence people to do the wrong thing. And sometimes these people are possessed with these spirits, these evil entities and spirits. So when you think the entity will stay in a dead body because it cannot influence a dead corpse, because the corpse don't have any life. So when the spirit go, the spirit will leave that person. When the person die, who you pray to die and go and look for somebody else to attach themselves to. So you're wasting your time because the spirit always look for a host. And somebody to influence or dwell in. So what have you done? Somebody's life has gone, but guess what? Their spirit is still lurking and hanging around. But when you come in the name of Jesus Christ and begin to pray, what I bind on earth, I'll be binding in heaven. What I loose on earth, I'll be loose in heaven. When you begin to bind the spirit, using the authority that is in Jesus Christ, using the spirit of binding them and sending them to the bottomless pits of hell and loosing them and asking God to loose the holy angels around you. Those spirits that have been influencing, they are gone into hell waiting for their judgment to come. And then they will not be able to go and be a host to anyone else. So you all need to really sit down sometimes and think about these things. Before you engage in things like this, can die, die, die. So you die, die, the person die. Their spirit, if they're in Christ, they're going to God. If they're in the devil, they're going to the devil. But that spirit that is influencing them is still lurking around. Be careful. That's why I had to stop right there. So depending on what are the benefits of strong, consistent prayer life in Christ, I would say in Christ. Prayer, when you pray, prayer will infect your relationship with those outside of God if you pray in Christ. Prayer will drive you to a deeper relationship with God if you pray in Christ. Prayer will lead to challenges in your life. What I mean, when you have challenges in your life, when you pray, things will change. And then when you pray plenty, sometimes things happen. But God will always take you out. Because you remember Daniel had that challenge because he was praying to God. So look what happened. Prayer will develop spiritual success. You will do well when you pray. There's nothing wrong with praying. So when you look at Daniel, Daniel was a man of prayer. Daniel referenced God. Daniel knew about the signs and seasons. Daniel was a man of authority. When he worked for Nebuchadnezzar, Belshazzar, Darius, and Cyrus, we work in the spirit of excellence. Render unto God what is due unto God, and render unto Caesar what is due unto Caesar. But Daniel followed the law of God instead of the law of man. And that's why when we were preaching about intercession, we say it's a spirit, for midwives. When everybody thinks midwife is a woman, no, it's a spirit, a midwife spirit, because when you look at Daniel, he is a midwife. Hallelujah, because he follows the law of God and not the law of man. He's an intercessor. He interjects all the time. Amen. In the name of Jesus, he's a man who prayed fervently. But regardless of what laws, just like the midwives, he followed the law of Almighty God. When you follow the law of Almighty God, God will protect you because you have put him first before man. What I'm saying to you, do not compromise. To not compromise. We're in trying times. Many things will happen in these days. But stand on the word of God. Stand on his word. To not be afraid. Fear not. For I am with you. That's the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we bless God this morning for this word. We give him glory. We give him honor. We thank him for bringing his word forth this morning in the name of Jesus. I just want you to stay in that position of prayer. Even though problems will come, stay in that position of prayer. Maybe your children are going through issues. Stay in the position of prayer. Don't give up. Stay in that position of prayer. God will surely come to pass. I remember when Apostle Cynthia gave her testimony with all that she was going through at her, if you all were on the line 2 days ago, on her job. But what did she do? She could have walked by flesh, but she stayed in the position of prayer. Sometimes we get angry and want the flesh to take over. Don't let flesh take over. And because she had the favor of God and she stayed in the position of prayer, even though it looked like it was tough and rough, of course it was, like Daniel, but God brought her through. Stay in the position of prayer. Don't compromise. Don't compromise in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Whatever you're going through, do not compromise. Stay in a position of, hallelujah, stay in the position of prayer. The fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Now, if you want favor with God, don't tell God to kill people. Do not do that. Vengeance is the Lord, and he will repay. He does what he wants to do. But don't tell God to kill all your enemies and all that stuff. Stop getting into those witchcraft prayers. Stop getting into, do not even listen unto those prayers. Because your ear gate, you're opening a gate for Satan, and you look, things start happening to you and your children because you've gone into all kinds of listening to all those things, and you know it's not right. Because some of you have been with me for years, and you know, and I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I've done as much as I could. And then you go and listen to those witchcraft prayers, and then you wonder why you're going through problems and situation, and you, sometimes we pray for you so much on this prayer line, and then things that, and then you say, oh, I pray. But then when we pray for you, then you go back, you go to the witchcraft prayers. So while we pray a prayer of righteousness, you pray, going to somebody who pray witchcraft prayer, how you expect for those prayers to work? In the end, it's not successful. You should know better. Nobody here on this prayer line can tell me they don't know better. Then you have not been listening to me all these years. You know better. Look, stay with God. It's hard, it's rough, but God will see you through. I'm a living witness. Yes, you will go through trials and tribulation, but he will bring you through. All those things there are quick fixes. It's just like microwave food. At the end of the day, it won't get you not, it's not nutritious. So leave those microwave witchcraft prayers and stay with God. It might take a long cook, a slow cook, but when you slow cook something, it tastes better than when you microwave. At least that savor, that fragrance will go into God's, will smell that fragrance of your prayer. God's not going to smell your witchcraft prayers. Forget it. Satan will smell it, and then Satan don't like you. You don't like none of us. Nobody, even if you're a witch, he don't like you. You're a wizard, he don't like him. He don't like nobody. In the end, he kills people. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Whether you're in his kingdom, you are in his kingdom, that's his job. So if you may as well stay with God, who will protect you. Get away from witchcraft prayers. In these last days, you can't afford it. Get away from it and repent. 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 And then the thing about you all, you're getting to this witchcraft prayer and you're release money to these people. That's divine exchange. You release $10 for that exchange. So what are you doing? You really, you're putting icing on the cake. You need to stop it. Oh, And Father Mark, I don't care whether you're here or you're not here. I will still pray because God gave me the mandate to pray. I can be on a prayer line with nobody on it. I will pray because it's a mandate from God. It's not a mandate from you. He didn't tell me, Marco, only pray when people are on the prayer line. He didn't tell me that. He said pray. Intercede. He didn't tell me I can intercede with whether people here or people not here because it is a directive from the throne room from heaven. I'm not here to please man. I'm here to please God. So you're not hurting me if you don't come and say, oh, I'm going this and Apostle, I don't want this. No, no, no. I'm just saying these things to help you so you can be entangled. And your problems came one child, you finish dealing with one child problem, another this, another that. Because how many, oh, you go all over the place. Yes, you can go, I go to a lot of, I got my friends into the world, I go to the prayer line, I go to the Facebook line, because I know they're authentic from God. Do you have that gift of discernment to know? Because everybody that said Jesus, 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 and I know some of my friends that I will not even go, and because they're not offended because they're still habitually living in sin and they're preaching the word of God. So I'm not even going to waste my time with them. I love them and I pray for them. Hallelujah. Apostle Cynthia, can you do a closing prayer for us, please? Amen. If you just press one so I can open the line for you, please. Okay, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the word. Thank you for the revelation. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the wisdom and the understanding. Father God, in the name of Jesus, let it not have fallen on deaf ears. Let it unplug some ears. Let it take away some stony hearts in the name of Jesus. Let it give an eye and see clearly what is there, what we're doing and what we shouldn't be doing in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you for the apostle. We thank you, Father. We ask that you restore, refresh, rejuvenate, revive, re-energize, because you've given us such a great mandate. You've given a vision that only they can walk, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, touch each and every household that is represented by spirit and in the natural on this line that come up and rise up to give you praise, glory. You hear what thus said the Lord, to be strengthened. Father God, we ask that you encamp angelic hosts round about each and every one of us as we go throughout our day, lest we not forget how great and mighty thou art. We cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus and the word of your testimony, the word that decrees life and not death, that decrees blessings and not curses, that decrees joy and not sorrow, that decrees peace and not war. We cover ourselves in the name of Jesus, and we believe it to be accounted for joy and accounted unto you for your glory, O God. We just give you praise, honor. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We will not go out through this day murmuring, complaining, whining. We will not. For we know that we walk in total victory. And we give you honor, Father, for loving us so much in the name of Jesus that you have given us this day victory over every circumstance, every situation, every attack of the enemy. So let the words of our mouths, let the pure meditation of our hearts be acceptable, O God, in thy sight. For you, O Lord, truly are our strength, our redeemer, Hey, we just thank you. We thank you for all the angels that have been dispatched on our behalf, our children, our family, our friends, and even our foes. In the name of Jesus, we glorify you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Apostle. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. May the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day. In Jesus' name. Don't forget, if you've been praying those witchcraft prayers, you need to repent. Repent before Moses Asta comes to you and your family. Repent and get right with God. God bless you.